Fergus, those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom from Wellington County were remembered during a Thursday morning ceremony. Maybe the most critical part of the ceremony was the reading aloud of the names of all the 548 residents of Wellington County who fought and died for our freedom. The ceremony took place at the Wellington County Museum and Archives in Fergus and, among other things, included Warden Kelly Linton giving a speech, the last post being played on the trumpet, and the ceremony closed with the singing of God Save the King. On the lawn of the museum, there is one marker for each soldier from the county to die serving our country. In his speech, Linton spoke about those markers. So these markers on the lawn behind me are a powerful visual reminder of over 500 individuals from Wellington County who gave their lives in the First World War, World War II, Korea and Afghanistan, Linton said. Linton also talked about why these individuals died. It's important to remember that these brave individuals gave their lives for a noble purpose, to protect the values that Canada holds sacred. There will be a second ceremony where one candle will be lit and placed at each marker on the museum lawn. Next week, please join us as Remembrance Day candles will be lit at each marker as a tribute to the fallen across Wellington County. This tribute takes place at dusk on November 10th and the candles will remain lit until November 12th. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.